Will you submit to the Plandemic Partners, or stop them? By Tom DeWeese. June 4, 2022. The Great Reset is a massive plan to completely reorganize the entire structure of the planet, economically, socially, environmentally, and politically. Nothing will be untouched by the plan. Global governance is the goal. Here is a small taste of the background leading up to the Great Reset. The first step was to create a diabolical plan for control that would get us all to fall in line, preferably voluntarily. Fear. That was to be the weapon. Fear of what? The fear of environmental Armageddon. It doesn't matter how many rights you think you have, if you don't have a planet to stand on. Under such a threat, people have been frightened into voluntarily giving up their liberties. Climate change became the mantra. The weapon to combat such a threat was called sustainable development. The Club of Rome, one of the premier power forces working under the UN tent, said in one of its reports, "In searching for a new enemy to unite us, we came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine and the like, would fit the bill. All of these dangers are caused by human intervention, and it is only through changed attitudes and behavior that they can be overcome. The real enemy then, is humanity itself." The goal was set. Then, in 1992, the UN held the Earth Summit in Rio. 50,000 delegates attended, along with 179 heads of state, including George H.W. Bush. Also included among the diplomats were thousands of independent, private, non-governmental organizations, NGOs, who brought their own agendas and ideas for fulfilling the goal. Introduced at that event, and approved by all in attendance, was a document that became known as Agenda 21. The UN described that document as a comprehensive blueprint for the reorganization of human society. Let that sink in. As the plan was introduced to the delegates, the chairman of the Earth Summit, Maurice Strong, said, "Current lifestyles and consumption patterns of the affluent middle class, involving high meat intake, use of fossil fuels, appliances, air conditioning, and suburban housing, are not sustainable. Today, every one of those vital pieces of our society is under attack." Strong then summed up his address, saying, "Isn't the only hope for the planet that the industrial nations collapse? Isn't it our responsibility to bring that about?" Continuing to build on that message, Al Gore said, "We must go through a wrenching transformation to rid us of the horrors of the 20th century's industrial revolution. Sustainable development is the action plan to impose Agenda 21 policies. In reality, it is a trigger word designed to get you to voluntarily surrender your liberties. To fully understand what a massive threat this is to everything in your life, the very best description of sustainable development was provided by one of its most powerful opponents, the recently deceased Rosa Corey, of Democrats Against Agenda 21. She said, "UN Agenda 21/Sustainable Development is the action plan to inventory and control all land, all water, all minerals, all plants, all animals, all construction, all means of production, all information, all energy, and all human beings in the world. Inventory and control." Every time you hear the word sustainable, understand that it has nothing to do with protecting the environment, it's the actual blueprint to subvert current governments to global control. And so, with Agenda 21, they were on their way toward the goals to reorganize human society. Next, in 2015, came the second part of the agenda. This time it came with more details. It's a 15-year plan called Agenda 2030. The preamble to the plan says, "All countries and all stakeholders, acting in collaborative partnership, will implement this plan." It goes on to say, "We are determined to take the bold and transformative steps which are urgently needed to shift the world onto a sustainable and resilient path." Cristiana Figueres, the executive secretary of the UN Framework on Climate Change, and the person in charge of making it all happen, said, "This is the first time in the history of mankind that we are setting ourselves the task of intentionally, within a defined period of time, to change the economic development model that has been reigning for at least 150 years, since the Industrial Revolution." Next, in 2017 came the Green New Deal. While sold as an environmental protection plan, most of its policies have nothing to do with the environment. It deals with jobs, medical care, tuition-free education and housing. Of course, it also calls for redirecting investment into wind and solar, away from fossil fuels, enforce sustainable agriculture and forestry. But most disturbing are its plans to create public-owned banks that function as non-profit utilities. The first target in changing human society is to cancel our culture. Change the language. Call any thought contrary to the agenda hate speech. Control freedom of movement. Erase history and books that present positions contrary to the globally acceptable truth. Force compliance. One economic pot. One sanctioned thought process. Enter the COVID pandemic, followed by the Great Reset. In both 2018 and 2019, Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum took part in two simulations of a national and international pandemic response. Then the simulated crisis became a reality in 2020. The world was shut down because of a pandemic. How to keep it going? Once again, fear pushed the charge that the pandemic was caused by man's destruction of the environment. Now there are warnings of annual pandemics, because of climate change and human environmental damage. In 2020, at the onset of COVID, the media began to spin sustainable development as the only means with which to live in a post-COVID-19 world. The pandemic and its lockdowns were a practice run. The proof of that is in their own words, all written down for us in a best-selling book, written by Schwab. Its title is COVID-19, The Great Reset. Schwab has written the updated blueprint detailing exactly what they have in mind for us all. Schwab breaks down the Great Reset into three parts. Interdependence, velocity, complexity. Interdependence: an interdependent world is a world of deep systemic connectivity, in which all risks affect each other through a web of complex interactions. These include economics, geopolitical, societal, environmental, and technological. Infectious diseases risk is bound to have direct effect on global governance failure, social instability, unemployment, fiscal crisis, and involuntary migration. Velocity: in today's world, everything moves faster than before. If just one thing were to be singled out to explain this astonishing increase in velocity, it would undoubtedly be the internet. We can see velocity everywhere, whether it's a crisis, social discontent, technological developments and adoption, geopolitical upheaval, the financial markets and, of course, the manifestation of infectious diseases. Complexity, in its simplest form, complexity can be defined as what we don't understand or find difficult to understand. In other words, we need experts from the top to interpret and guide us through all of these fast-moving changes. Now, how do they put all of that into policy to change the world? Schwab lamented that the massive lockdowns only achieved about an 8% reduction in CO2 emissions. He said, considering the severity of the lockdowns, the 8% figure looks rather disappointing. It seems to suggest that small individual actions – consuming much less, not using our cars and not flying – are of little significance when compared to the size of emissions generated by electricity, agriculture, and industry, the big-ticket emitters. This is the warning: even though they managed to lock down the entire economy of the world, according to the global forces, it had no significant effect on their unproven claims that carbon emissions are causing global warming. They insist more must be done. Schwab defines the Great Reset as a means of addressing the weaknesses of capitalism that were purportedly exposed by the COVID pandemic. He wrote, "No industry or business will be spared from the impact of these challenges. Millions of companies risk disappearing and many industries face an uncertain future, a few will thrive." Now, how do they grab hold of a powerful free market such as ours? Answer: target Wall Street. Wrote Schwab, within a year, 77% of institutional investors intend to stop buying into companies that aren't, in some way, sustainable. If it's not done by following sustainable rules, it will not be financed. Money managers on Wall Street are now saying climate change is their main concern. This could well be a $120 trillion transformation of investment money, away from oil and gas, to electric vehicles, and even the way we think of car ownership altogether. Will you be allowed to own one? Perhaps you will be forced into public transportation. This new sustainable investment drive will affect the $5 trillion global transportation industry, the $9 trillion healthcare industry, the $850 billion airline industry, the $600 billion exports industry and the $26 billion food delivery industry. Companies will have to report their climate information to the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, for a climate risk assessment. Biden has already ordered the SEC to require public trading companies to not only calculate their own greenhouse emissions, but those of their suppliers, customers, and logistics operators. Every company will be affected. In anticipation of this 506-page SEC ruling, accounting firms have been hiring thousands of new employees to prepare for the coming onslaught of climate change financial paperwork to be forced on public companies. Morgan Stanley, Merrill Lynch, and Bank of America are already working on these policies. MasterCard is promoting a carbon limit credit card that quantifies the CO2 emissions generated from each transaction. The card comes with a monthly CO2 limit and shuts down charges if you exceed it. Such are examples of how you are being prepared to force your compliance to the Great Reset. And as usual, it's all hidden under the labels of climate change, environmental correctness, and sustainable. Here are a few of the ways the Great Reset is being put into place. We've already experienced the effects of Biden shutting down the nation's oil supply, in the name of climate change. Next, the Biden regime issued an executive order to lock away a massive amount of land in the US. The plan is called 30x30, locking away 30% of all the land and resources by the year 2030. Thousands of acres of privately owned, food-producing farmland in the Midwest Corn Belt have been targeted for a new 1,300-mile-long pipeline. Not a pipeline to bring us desperately needed fuel oil. No, the purpose of this one is capture CO2 and transport it underground. All as an excuse to stop global warming. Right now, letters are going out to targeted farmers in 5 states, telling them of the coming Heartland Greenway and asking them to voluntarily give up their valuable land. The letter goes on to inform them that if they don't join in voluntarily, their land will have to be confiscated by eminent domain. In addition to taking that land out of food production, the plan also calls for the establishment of 17 million acres of solar farms and 250 million acres of wind farms. Wind and solar is a joke. It produces next to nothing in the way of energy. At best, it will produce about 4% of the energy we need. What it will do is wipe out birds in the sky and destroy thousands of acres of needed farmland, causing a massive food shortage. The American beef industry is now forced to comply to the rules of the Global Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. These rules force expensive and unnecessary rules for growing beef. As a result, we have lost thousands of beef producers. More attacks on our food supply. But they are not done. In the cities, a major effort is now underway to eliminate zoning protections for single-family neighborhoods. This is part of the Sustainable Smart Growth Plan to eliminate private property and put us all in stack and pack high-rises, where our energy use and transportation is fully controlled. Sustainable. How about your personal choices in life? How will they be affected? How will you be forced to toe the line? You've witnessed the unrelenting drive for a complete digital lifestyle, where everything about you is online, from your bank accounts, to all that you purchase at the grocery, to your posts on social media. If your buying habits, as recorded on your credit cards and online bank accounts, show that you have purchased a gun or ammunition, that will begin a personal profile of you. Add to that the kind of food you buy, perhaps you purchased beef, but not enough vegetables, that may indicate you are not living a healthy, sustainable lifestyle. How much electricity do you use? Where have you traveled and how did you get there? How many buildings do you own? What kinds of things do you invest in? Each of these things represents your climate footprint and your dedication to social justice. Are you a proper citizen in this reorganization of human society? Now, here is how all of this will personally affect you. Each of these things will be regularly entered into your profile and each one will affect your personal credit rating. A low credit rating will prevent you from getting a loan to buy a car, obtaining a mortgage, or even a business loan. This will effectively cut you out of society if you don't change your habits and personal beliefs. This is just a sample of what will happen if the Great Reset is allowed to move forward. 81 international banks have joined in partnership with the World Bank, along with the International Monetary Fund and the US Federal Reserve, which oversees all US banks, plus our money supply. Paper money will be replaced with digital currency that can disappear with a single keystroke, should you fail to conform. Universal income will finally make us all equal, equally poor and under control of whatever gang is in charge of the government plantation. Perhaps you've heard this slogan about the Great Reset: no one will own anything and be happy about it. What does that mean? Schwab calls it a circular economy. For example, a clothing store sells shirts for profit. The shirts have value because they are needed by society. But in the circular economy, the clothing store will not sell the shirts, they will rent them. Then when you return the shirts, the store will create a new second-hand product to continue renting them. The same will go for housing, furniture, appliances, and cars. Under the Great Reset, there will be no independent sovereign nations. That's the force behind the invasion of our borders with illegals pouring over. There will be no democratic representation. All decisions will be handed down from the top. Appointed regionalism is to be the new representation. There will be no private property. All housing will be government rental property. This is the reason for the major push to eliminate zoning protection for single-family homes. It's the first step. Social equity will rule every decision. Universal basic income for everyone, all fair, all equally poor. Corporate social responsibility, all companies controlled from above. Beef consumption stopped. Farming practices forced to comply with strict sustainable rules. Net zero requirements will eliminate all sources of energy but wind and solar, which do not work. The Great Reset is the reinvention of communism. It is the total destruction of our culture, economic system, and personal freedom. The forces behind this care not one whit about you, your future hopes and dreams. It's about power, their power to enforce an agenda of global control. The incredible fact every American must understand is that the Great Reset is being enforced through your local city council, county commissioners, state legislature, and federal edict. It can be stopped, but only if you finally stand up and say no. Your time for decision, to live free or to just submit, has finally come. The choice is yours. Copyright 2022 Tom DeWeese, all rights reserved. Email Tom DeWeese, contact Tom DeWeese.